thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Kendra Sager, and I'm with Energy Corps.
Hi.
And we are just passing out some compact fluorescent light bulbs and some energy-saving information and stuff about the community.
Awesome. So, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I actually need a light bulb. Thanks. Have a nice day.
Kendra Sager is part of a group of about 20 people from both Energy Corps and ecological communities that participated in the Lighting the Way Through Walker Park event. Thanks to the hard work of a couple of Energy Corps members, General Electric donated over 300 boxes of compact fluorescent light bulbs, or CFLs, for distribution throughout the Walker Park neighborhood. Volunteers met at the Jefferson Center early Thursday to stuff donated Find It in Fayetteville bags with the light bulbs and information on community resources. Melissa Terry, director of the Arkansas Energy Corps program, describes what residents can find inside those bags.
We have the Head Start information, the farmer's market, SNAP card information, what to do with these light bulbs when they're at the end of their life cycle. Also, that our book from the Arkansas Energy Office about how households can save energy. You guys have seen that before. So that's the goal, is to get the CFLs out to talk about energy, because that's our main mission, but then to also make sure that the residents realize that within walking distance of their home, they have a 64-acre park plus all these other like family support amenities, so including the farmer's market. So that's really it. That's the goal.
With this being an incredibly hot time, residents can expect to see their highest energy bills of the year, making this an ideal time to pass out information on how to save energy. The groups split up into two teams to canvass the neighborhood on foot, using maps with predetermined color-coded areas to guide them.
We're Energy Corps members in Fayetteville, and we're just going around your neighborhood here and sharing information about community programs like community gardens, as well as energy efficiency tips. So we have CFL.
Of the 307 homes visited, about 70% of the residents were not home. Volunteers left bags on their doorsteps. Of the 30% that were home, their responses were positive. One resident said, "Awesome, I needed a light bulb." But most simply just said, "Thank you." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.